You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning, Patrick Michael Carnahan. Patrick is the founder and the CEO of the Sonora Celtic Fair, now in its 34th year. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Top of the morning to you, Mark. It's so good to be with another fellow Celt.
All right, brother. The 34th year of the Sonora Celtic Fair. The first year, it was held at the Motherlode Fairgrounds in the Creekside Building. Did you ever imagine back then, 34 years ago, it would turn into what it has today?
I could have never fathomed of it, because we started out the first day, I think we had 175 people, and Sunday we had 12.
12 no, it's people.
No, I'll be honest with you, it was crazy. Nobody showed up on Sunday.
But you have something in you, because you have turned this into an international destination, the Sonora Celtic Fair. People literally fly in from out of the country to come to this.
That's true. We have many people from all over the country, different walks of life. You know, the Celtic Fair concept was to bring cultures together. You know, it's actually the first registered Celtic fair in the United States of America, their very first original one. Up to that point, there had been many Highland games, which associated mostly with Scottish heritage or Irish festivals, for instance. But this was the first one that brought all the Celtic nations together. And we talk about the Celtic people and Celtic nations. I mean, we're talking, you know, over a dozen different nationalities today that would fit into the Celtic heritage, you know, like Spain, parts of France, Ukraine, you know, Germany, definitely Ireland, Scotland, Cornwall, Wales, too. You know,
what makes this one really stand out?
I think what this the Celtic Fair stands out because of the large variety of different entertainments that we have, you know, and education. I mean, we have the music, the dance, cultural, traditional, modern. You know, we have the clans, we have the armored sword fighting. You know, we represent, you know, 2,000 years of Celtic history. And that could be a knight in armored horseback, or more of an outlander in a kilt and a sword, or a more contemporary Celt. You know, it covers so many different years of history. It's the culture of the food, the drink, you know, like the whiskey, the Guinnesses, you know, those beers that have been, you know, perfected for hundreds of years. And it's just amazing for the children. I mean, there's children's activities, there's a Celtic fantasy world. We got fire-breathing dragons, a lot of kid events. You know, it's a very family-oriented event, and that's why people come to it. They just feel comfortable. It's been going for so long. I mean, children have grown up to become adults now that, you know, had started with the Celtic Fair, and it becomes so much of their calendar, you know, to show up and be a part of it.
What is new this year?
What's new this year is probably we put more emphasis on the music this year. We have one of the top bands from Scotland that perform traditional as well as more contemporary Scottish music. They're called Skerryvore, which is just a small lighthouse in Scotland named Skerryvore. And there's 8 members of the band, 2 master Highland bagpipers, accordion, fiddle. They won all these awards in Scotland and England, and they're on a world tour, and we're so lucky to have them on Saturday at the Celtic Fair. And then, of course, we have 7 Nations. They're a wonderful Celtic band, some members from Scotland, some from the East Coast, and they're performing for the very first time, too. And then we have Celtica coming back this year, and then Molly's Revenge will be there, Black Irish Band, Tempest. I mean, we have over 12 performing groups, Fire Eaters, Jugglers. There's so much to see, plus the dancers, Scottish dancers. We even have Native American dancers participating this year.
And lots of food.
Lots of food. I mean, turkey legs, you know, haggis, you know, Guinness. We have our whiskey tasting booth, which we expanded this year to the Manzanita building. It's extremely large. So people want to get a seminar and learn a little bit about how Scots whiskeys are made. They're going to be that culture going on. So there's just something for everybody.
Highlight some of the activities Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, Friday is more of an educational day. We usually have a good group of buses come in from all over the region. And it's a demonstration day. They do a joust. Molly's Revenge will be performing. And all the guilds, the living history, as I mentioned, you know, 2,000, you know, years of history. They'll be out with their costumes, educating the public about their time periods. The food will be there. And of course, the vendors, we have over 100 vendors. I mean, we have like 4 kilt vendors alone, swords, musical instruments, flags, you know, whatever you want, even foods you can take home, you know. And for sure, on Friday, we open at 9:30 in the morning and we close at 3 o'clock. And there's a special price for that. It's much lower because it's more of an educational day. And then on Saturday, we start at 10 o'clock. And then the general fair runs to, I believe, 6:30. And then at 7 o'clock, we do the Ceilidh, which is a Celtic word for a large party, which we feature our four headliners, Scary Vore, Seven Nations, Celtica, Tempest. Then that goes all the way almost to midnight. Then Sunday, we come back, and then it is a year. We're changing time, I believe. And so people got to remember about the time change. So Sunday, we start at 10 o'clock, and we go to 6 o'clock.
You take over the entire fairgrounds. So
we use the entire fairgrounds, and that means we always got to deal with lots of parking issues.
Yeah, so tell me about parking.
Well, we got the most wonderful sponsorship with Black Oak Casino and Tuolumne County Transit. Both are helping us sincerely. We'll be picking up people at different locations throughout the county. The best thing is just go to the website because we have a map and routing. But yes, you can take a shuttle bus, I believe from five different locations that'll pick you up and drop you off at the fairgrounds. And they operate pretty late at night too on Saturday as well as Sunday.
Rain or shine event.
Rain or shine, yeah. Most of events undercover. We're not worried about it. I mean, all the music's indoors. You know, we're a winter event. And many of you who follow the fair know we've actually put the fair on with snowy conditions, up to a foot of snow. So we're Celts. We're prepared for the weather. We get a little what we call Irish weather. We love it because it makes for better photographs for sure.
The official website.
SonoraCelticFair.com. CelticFair.com. Fair is spelled the old-fashioned way with an E. And you can get all the information about shuttle buses, information general, as well as also the ticket prices, which we still have some pre-sale tickets available. And we always have tickets at the gate. That's never an issue.
34th Annual Sonora Celtic Fair this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Patrick, is there anything else before we wrap this up?
I just think people need to come out and have a good time. They don't have to have a costume. Of course, they could wear a kilt, but they don't need one. And don't forget the championship jousting. It's the best in the entire world.
Patrick Michael Carnahan, founder and CEO of the Sonora Celtic Fair. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks for having me.